Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, well, well. Welcome, everybody. Here it is, Thursday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. And I'm your host, Deborah Lee. Welcome to our Facebookers. Excuse me, who are watching us live stream from the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. And of course, we welcome all of you blog talkers who are joining us from around the world. We just love having each and every one of you. So we're going to get started as soon as possible here. We have a couple of announcements that we will be starting with. First of all, we want to make the distinction that we're using ordinary playing cards, which I'm holding up for the Facebook Live crew who is watching. We want to make sure it's clear. We are not using tarot cards, oracle cards, or any other type of system that is going to be part of your reading. It'll strictly be the personal prophecy method that my grandmother did indeed teach me. Thankfully, it has been a real life changer for me, and I know a lot of those that I have had the honor of giving them readings and watching their lives take shape. Well, I feel very grateful for all of that. What we're going to do, and just to give you a little nutshell, would I scare you?
No.
Oh, okay. What we're going to do is I'm going to get a few details and a question from you. And then what we're going to do is lay the cards out in a 24-card layout that I prefer over just, you know, grabbing a few random cards. This is the same layout that I use in my private sessions for those who come to me. And the thing I do stress is that you get to ask as many questions as you would like during a private session. But due to time constraints, we only can do one question with you during your reading, during the show. So what we're going to do is be looking down the road at your future, and we're going to, you know, take a good look at things that are on your path. If it's romance that has you sort of in turmoil, we can look at that. If it's wishing for a better career opportunity, et cetera, et cetera. But please, remember, this is not simply about love. Excuse me. This method encompasses all sorts of aspects in our lives. And we can actually, well, what we call metaphysically spy on those who are in our lives and impact our day-to-day by finding out what makes them tick, what they're thinking. You know, what's their agenda? We can do that with our mates or potential mates, our relatives, friends, co-workers, neighbors, et cetera, even children, and even pets. So I just wanted to let you know that there's a full spectrum here that we can cover in terms of your reading requests. And now, Jim, I'm handing it over to you.
Right. We want to remind everybody this show is for informational entertainment purposes only. That is our show opening disclaimer. Another thing, we would like to let everybody know, if you're an international caller or Facebook Live viewer, let us know and we'll give you an international shout out. And tonight we have Catherine from Ireland and we have Chelsea from the UK.
Yay. Glad to have you with us.
So we got a couple right off the bat. All right. Primary means... Before you get a re-reading, because we are giving free readings the entire show. is calling in 515-602-9676. You can call or Skype in. When you call in, you'll get an automated message saying you are going on hold. Listen to the show. And when that happens, everything's working normally. We'll see you on a list. When it comes time to take your call, we'll unmute you. I think you'll hear it say unmuted or something like that. We'll call out your area code so you know. At that moment, you must do, please do the following things if you legally and safely can. Get the speakerphone and Bluetooth stuff off. Stop doing the multitasking you were doing to kill time on hold, background sounds, TV, radio, whatever. Pretend that you're like at the quietest of quiet libraries you can, except you are allowed to speak. But please find a nice, great place to chill out, relax, don't walk around, pace the floor. Sometimes that can make cell phones get really weird on the comms. And things like that. And that's just because your call goes through the internet, blog talk site, comes out the internet to our computers, through our computer speakers, and the quality gets degraded. That's really all that is. Another means to call, and this is probably the folks that are international would like to know this, is that we will also open the floor occasionally to Facebook Messenger folks. Now, you will be, when we ask, you would be messengering Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor show. Yeah. And you have to be friends with her.
You have to.
You got
to
be friends. Those are the rules. You can't just messenger strangers. That would be really, nobody would like that. So, and there's no problem there. You just have to send a friend request. And you can even do it right during the show and just tell us, and she can go. She has a device here.
I can, yeah.
Now, I will tell you, Facebook,
I can do it,
folks.
But
when you put Deborah Lee, because I've been typing in how to spell it, you'll get a few hits. Just look at the two. There's two that you know are her, because they look just like, because they are her. Send requests to both of those. One of them is the real account. One's like some kind of account that we can't murder, death kill. That's half alive. But if you just do them both, she'll get one of them. She'll get it. So just it's the redheaded chick that looks just like her. Yes, but only when we open the floor to Messenger, we will tell you when to do that, because we don't have an automated hold system on Facebook. We'd have to just hang up on you if we're not ready.
Right.
That would make us feel sadness. I think we're. Oh, also, one more thing about this show. At the end of your reading with Deborah, you're going to hear the harps. That means your reading with Deborah has ended. It doesn't mean it's about to end, and you better ask some last minute questions. When the harp plays, you are mine, because I'm going to give you an angel card reading before we move on to the next caller. But Deborah's done at that point. We have to move on. We got to get other callers in. We can't just keep lingering with one call for an eternity. Now, if you would like that kind of reading, one-on-one, eternity, or however much time, you can go to the psychiclovedoctor.com website and arrange for a private reading, and it truly will be you and her and nobody else, and it will be your time.
And I appreciate Jim doing this, because I tend to get just as wrapped up in your reading as you do. So I'd keep going forever, and all the other poor folks would never get a chance.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing. It's not that if they said you're going to have one caller tonight, well, that pisses us off. But if they said you're going to have one caller tonight, well, we'd spend a lot forever with you then.
Sure.
But that doesn't happen. So we get many callers, and we want to work in our international, or any Facebook folks, but typically they're international, with the Messenger love. So on that note, let's go to Uno, number one caller.
All right.
703, Northern Virginia, 703.
Oh, I think I can tell who this is. I bet it's Andrea.
It's Andrea. Yeah.
Hey there, lady.
You know,
how
someday
are you?
It's not going to be.
I know it will be. I know. How are you doing?
Good. Good. I actually got yesterday I was just job searching. I applied for a job, and then 5 minutes, literally a second later, to email me for a resume. Then right after that, call me. So I have a Zoom interview tomorrow with them, but I didn't realize it's a contract job. But it's in Ashburn. But the lady who had the PCCW, the three interviews, she emailed me today and wants to do an in-person next week. She said she was only going to invite two people to come back for an in-person.
No.
So.
You just mentioned a second application, or is this all the same? I kind
of two different companies. No, there are two different companies. So the one in Ashburn tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a contract job.
Okay, they sound desperate.
Yes, they are.
Jumped on it so fast. So that is good for you.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of it being a contract job, what does that mean?
You mean like a contractor?
Yes, it's not an employee, so I don't think there's any benefits. It's just like you're a contractor.
So you'd basically get a 1099 probably? Not a W-2.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Right. You get a W-2, I think, from the actual agency that places you, but there's no, benefits.
So you are going through an agency, so you're not, an independent contractor. Gotcha.
Yeah. So, I mean, that would still be better than this retail job, so.
Yeah,
sometimes those contractors, through a company like that, sometimes your actual wages are a little higher because they're not paying benefits and all that.
They're also taking taxes out, do they?
Well, they still have to claim that.
Yeah, they'll take taxes out.
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, then I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right. So
what would you like us to
do you think I'll get an offer from that PCCW one? That's the one that will be fourth interview, but the interview is not till next week.
The in-person one.
And they're only
The in-person one.
Two people for the interview.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Boy, she's won.
That makes you in a really prime position here.
Sure.
I know.
So let's see.
All right. Well,
that's right. And what about the one tomorrow? Is that just kind of
The one tomorrow?
That's a Zoom one, right?
If they offered to me, I would take it just so I don't have to do this retail job anymore.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. You don't have to take it forever,
Right.
But it would get you out of the place you don't like to be in right now, the retail.
Right. Exactly.
All right.
Them bar cards are going down.
Yep. Getting ready to take
look. And I'm doing my thing here. Doing my stuff. Okay. My brain just fell off the freaking edge of the earth.
Just now.
I just found my brain and I'm off.
Oh, how many times does that happen?
I hate it when that happens. What was that dude on Peter Pan? Like he kept saying he lost his marbles.
Remember
the old Peter Pan movie shows of comic books?
The one with Robin Williams.
All the characters were from the comic books.
Oh.
He had that the old lady. I don't know if she was his great aunt or something like that. And then the old dude. The old dude was kind of off his rocker. He kept saying, I can't find my marbles or something like that. Anyway, that's how I feel. That was my point. Totally lost. I guess I was never to watch those Peter Pan books ever and see the movie with Robin Williams, which was great.
Oh, it was. What was it called again?
Pam.
No.
Well, that was another one they made about
Peter
Pan.
No, it was called something else.
I think it was called Peter Pan. Mm-hmm. Anyway, go ahead, Deb. Back to Lorene. That's what's important. For sure it's called Peter Pan.
All right, let me get serious here. Yeah, do y'all mind if I put down these cards?
Oh, boy.
I don't like them at all. Hook.
Oh.
He had to look that up. The movie with Robin Williams was Hook.
Hook.
You were saying Pan.
There was another movie afterwards that I didn't like as much. I think they called Pam or something like
that. Yeah, there was.
Yeah, I didn't think it
was.
That didn't trip my trigger as much.
I didn't think it was about Peter Pan.
I thought it was.
Hold on, I don't know.
This is just like one of those morning talk shows where they know that really nobody's watching, and the people that are watching aren't even awake, so they're just all over the place with morning talk shows. They are. They have their big, giant... They have their coffee cups that are like the size of kegs. Those big giant coffee cups that only talk show hosts have. They're monstrous. And then they just sit there and they babble.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
They have those cups that are like this.
They just don't have any content.
And they just babble. I mean, they have like topics and stuff, but they don't care if they go off on tangents. They don't care. They know they don't have a sophisticated audience that's there to just rip them to shreds in the ratings.
True.
Is it 9 a.m.? Who the hell's watching them?
Everybody's
not work. People with a lot of choices, first of all. But I'll tell you what, working from home, TV is pretty poopy in the morning. I will tell you that, having worked from home for a lot. Well, all right. Cards is going down again.
He goes off on tangents. I just sort of sit quietly by.
It's the first day back in the office for a while for me, so my brain's kind of jumbled up.
Andrea,
ahead.
You've got to be messing with through energy with these cards. You have
Why?
To, because they're like dark gloom and doom, and a lot of times it comes from worry, anxiety. And somebody out there is probably thinking, you've shuffled these cards. How in the world? They're pieces of plastic. How are they going to pick up on our energy? You know what? I don't know how or why, but they do that.
Well, they have to. Otherwise, this whole thing, we'd be here for no reason.
I know. Well, I want to tell you, here's what I can tell you. By God, you're going to have a better job than the coach job. We probably shouldn't even say the name. Aren't those a bunch of persons?
Okay. Yeah.
There is a man here. He's going to offer you a very nice amount of money. That could also mean it's coming from him from on high, but it's going to filter down to whoever you're, you know, the HR person or whoever you're.
Yeah, however they do their hiring.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'm also picking up that you are going to really love your life when you're working at something that you enjoy. But you know what? You got to pat yourself on the back because you could have just collected unemployment and sort of scammed the system, you know, by pretending to apply for jobs.
People do it all the time.
Yeah, they do, and you didn't. So you know what? There's going to be a blessing in that for you. Watch. There will be. So, the rest of them, though, are all about high anxiety and what am I going to do? So I'm wondering if you're going to get offered both of them and not know which way to go.
Yeah, it's possible because I still have one more opportunity, another place in Ashburn, too. I need to reach out to her. So she wanted to do an interview next week, too. So that's one more possibility.
I'll tell you, for somebody who at the last minute got laid off. Well, what was it, laid off? Is that what they call it?
Yeah. Yep.
For you, and the first, that night when you called us, you were pretty heartbroken, you know, to just have the world pulled out from under you. And then, I mean, you are like a mad scientist with interviews. Of course, you're in a target-rich environment too, really. You know, you're not out in the middle of nowhere.
No, that is.
Right.
There's a lot of people there. A lot of businesses.
There's a little peculiar thing in your cards that I'm going to mention, and we don't have to make a big deal out of it. But is it possible for you to become pregnant?
Oh, God, no. That is no. Mm-mm, that's, yeah, no. Took care of that long time ago. That's never going to happen.
Never again?
Never again.
All right. Just wanted to mention it. Because there's like a lot of frustrated feelings over,
Don't look at me. I'm not getting pregnant. I can tell you that. Real quick.
Well, I just found out they laid off. They just laid off 75 more people in the company. 75 more.
Well, then you are way ahead of them, as far as them. Yeah.
Yeah. You got a head start.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
So no, by the way, I'm really kind of joking about the pregnancy, but I think you're going to hear about one. I just was teasing.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. No.
Huh. I hope it's not my son yet, because my son's getting married in April. So we'll see.
Oh, it could.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't get pregnant.
Yeah. We don't want that.
No.
To do it.
Yeah.
That would make
weird.
And for you, there's going to be no star in the east and three wise men or anything like that. So. You're in the clear.
There you go.
Boy, you're a lot of fun. I'm glad you called us. I see good things coming through. Now let's see what Jimbo's got.
Angel card reading. Subject is creative writing. Interesting.
Yeah.
Archangel Gabriel. Take time to write down your thoughts in a journal or pen an article or a book.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting. I've never heard... Come out yet?
No. It jumped out, and I said, "Hey, maybe she is doing that. Maybe she's thinking of doing that, or maybe now she'll think about it. I do not know.
Maybe.
Right.
Well, Andrea, let us know.
Thank you for being caller
number
one.
I'll let you know how the NV goes tomorrow.
Yes, we'll be here tomorrow night.
And let us know if you get pregnant.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye, honey. Take care.
All right. Bye.
You know, there's something about that P word that really kind of like throws people for a loop.
Because it's a pretty life-changing event. That would be a good reason.
And maybe also because I've been so good at it. You know, that wasn't a for sure. But it could be her son.
Could be somebody close where it affected her is why you saw it. All right. We're going to area code 814, Pennsylvania, 814. Caller number two.
PA, welcome to the show.
Welcome in.
And what's your first name?
Hello, this is Amy from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Amy. You've got the sweetest voice, I swear. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I had a job interview today.
Okay.
And I wanted to see if you thought that I would get this job.
How do you feel about it?
I thought it went really well.
Good. Okay, that's positive.
And sometimes I think things go really well and then I don't hear anything.
Yeah, or sometimes you think they didn't go so well and oh my God, they come, you know, you just don't know. So it's good that she's asking.
The thing I found with a lot of people is that cards do show that you have full potential to land that job. And then there's like this dark horse that comes up from behind.
Sure, there's a lot of things going on.
Steals that job right away from you.
Sometimes you could be like perfect candidate, except there was this other schmo that came in that maybe did the exact same thing somewhere else and did it really good and they, oh my goodness, but whatever. Anyway, it's a good question. It's a very good question about an interview. Very good. I mean, that's whenever people come out of interviews, unless it's one of those interviews where they say you got it right there on the spot, you will walk away wondering whether you feel good or bad. You still wonder.
I think it was myself and four people.
Okay.
They interviewed five people total.
Now, are you within that organization or are you on the outside? You know.
It would be a transfer for me.
Okay.
So you'll be working for
the one that works for the state and all that garbage is going on where I currently work at, all that backstabbing and lying and.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Oh, I remember.
Evilness.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but is this like a lateral move?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's positive. She gets away from the horrible.
Oh, yeah, and you have to. There's going to be, you know, some. How do you say?
Eventually there's fallout in that kind of a toxic work environment. Eventually the poop hits the fan, you know, and then people, there's attrition.
Well, all I can tell you is they haven't decided yet, but you have a very good chance.
Okay.
Very good chance.
That's good. Yeah, maybe they haven't finished all their interviews yet.
Well, that could be, and maybe they have to, you know, it's kind of like how the jury will ask for the testimony again.
A lot of times, you know, was there, when you did the interview, was it just with one person or was there multiple people?
Three.
Okay.
It was
so
three.
They're going to have conferences and talk about it and give their opinions, you know, after they probably do all the interviews.
Did they ask you, just out of curiosity, did they ask you why you wanted to leave your job?
No, they didn't ask that. They didn't.
Cool.
But I have experience from years ago working. I worked in the same, kind of like the same organization before transferring to the awful job. And she said, well, you have all that experience. So I thought that was a good sign. And her name is Monica.
Monica.
Like from Friends.
Yeah. Was there a man there?
There was a man, but I don't think that he has much to do with the job. She just had him there like as a,
as
a third person.
Sure, and I think he is actually pretty supportive of you.
Yeah, and sometimes they bring people in when they're moving up in the management world and have never done an interview, they go, come sit here on a few interviews and see how we do this.
Yeah.
So you might have been that kind of guy.
Yeah.
All right.
It looks like you did a very, very lovely job.
Angel card time.
Ooh.
Archangel Therapy is the subject. Yeah. Archangel Raphael, give your cares and worries to us angels and allow us to take your burdens.
Nice.
A little faith and trust thing there, I guess, is what we're talking about. So I think that she has a lot of confidence, and if you have a lot of worries with the angels,
let them sort it out.
Have faith that they're there to help you. We wish you luck. And
yeah, I think that you did a really good job. It looks that way.
It sounds like what you, because you know yourself the best. If you feel you had a good interview, I think you did. No?
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I want to mention just for a quick minute here, something that happened to me today, that this is why I feel there's so often divine intervention that comes through in readings. One of the things is, I was looking to solve a problem. I have been for weeks. And the cards have been very supportive, kept saying, the solution to this problem is coming. It's coming. And I was just sitting at my desk. I had one of my Gmail accounts open, and I'm sitting there. And all of a sudden, my eyes rest on an incoming email that was a few days old. And I looked at it, and the title of it was almost in exact words for the answer I needed. You know, I gave you all the specifics today.
Yes.
And I clicked on it, and by God, that's what it was.
Oh, by God.
Right there, laid out in front of me. So sometimes I think it's a matter of patience, not acting too quickly, and it doesn't hurt to ask for help from above.
From divine, whatever your beliefs are in.
And
yes.
Funny, although put it.
And that's what I've been doing. Yes.
Well,
all day long.
That's the best thing to do.
Well, that's good. And keep shooting that message out.
Yeah.
That you're the best person for this job.
Yeah.
And that you want it terribly.
And yeah, and you have faith in the powers that are to be.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Amy.
Yep. Good luck to you. And we're going to keep on moving on. Thank you so much.
You.
Go back again.
Oh, you're welcome. Good luck to you now.
We do wish you luck. The best of luck. All righty. All right. We're going to go to, where am I? Ah, there it is. They move around on me sometimes. I almost click the wrong one. We're going to go to area code 313 in Michigan, the Great Lakes State. Great 313.
Yeah.
Welcome
to
the show.
How are you doing, and who are we speaking to?
Hi, my name is Brian.
Hi, Brian. Oh, Brian. You've called us before. Yeah. Well, how are you doing? Pretty good.
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call today.
Well,
absolutely.
Sure.
What you got cooking?
Yeah, what's going on?
A couple of things. One of the things that I'm looking into going to law school, I'll be taking the entrance exam sometime this weekend. And
I
just want to know if you see me doing well and getting financial aid and having it covered.
Okay.
And what kind of school?
Law school.
Oh, that's what I thought he said.
Oh, yeah, law school.
Well, here's a marvelous application of this card reading method.
Pretty much all the questions that people don't sometimes realize they can ask, but yeah.
Yeah, right. And, you know, you can make the stretch saying, well, he may love the law and want to practice law, so there's love there.
Yeah, okay. if you had to put it, but we don't. You know, I don't
know
what you're saying. If somebody wanted to do the love connection.
Okay, so let's see for Brian what's going to transpire.
Yeah, he wants to know how this is
intuitively.
Go. Yes. All right. So you say you have to take what kind of exam is it?
Well, for this particular school, it's called an entrance exam. I didn't do well in July, but I'm taking it again within next week.
Is it kind of an exam that hits a bunch of all subjects just to kind of see, or is it very specific to certain things?
It's very specific. They really test your logic.
Okay. Well, sometimes when you take those exams that are kind of weird, it kind of catches you. I remember the very first time I took an IQ test, I was like, what in the frick is this?
Mm-hmm.
What is this crap? And then I realized, oh, they're wanting me to watch all these little patterns and guess what's next. And then in the future, it was a lot better. But the first time, I was like, hey, what kind of test is this? They're showing me three different blocks with dots here and dots there. What the hell do they want me to do? You know? And then I realized, oh, it's a freaking IQ. I got it. But anyway, okay. So yeah, so sometimes it's a test you've never seen that's weird. You're not going to do it.
What about
those
psychological ones?
Well, those are like no win.
Where if you saw somebody stealing in a store, would you go out of your way to turn the, you know, to tell somebody, where some of them don't even have.
Yeah, a lot of those. Yeah, a lot of those don't have a right answer.
I'll tell you what, I've studied them, and they actually say a great deal about your psychological state.
They're probably more sophisticated than they were back 30, 40 years ago. All right, go ahead.
Brian,
go back to the man.
Well, I don't want you to pop the champagne yet or anything.
Okay.
But I really think you're going to do well. And I see you here, and I see you doing this. And you're going to make a very, very good friend, male friend.
During the course of this educational
They are going to be like two peas in a pod.
That happens in the education world. You do meet people going through the same thing you're doing, and you end up with a couple classes with them, and they end up being the buddies.
I see that the two of you would be on the same wavelength, that you have the same kind of humor, almost as if you are like kindred or brothers, you know.
And that could be a downfall in college, too, though.
Can it?
Can be very distracting to have a good buddy that you guys like to go out and do a whole bunch of things that are identical. And it's like, yeah, we should probably do that study thing, though. But, you know.
It looks serious, though, Brian. It doesn't look like you'll be goofing off.
That's cool.
Yeah, it actually looks really good.
So not a party buddy, a real buddy.
And I've got to tell you, I have a lot of, in my list of clients, I do have a lot of lawyers who have come out of school. And many of them have had to take crap jobs starting out. But if you're a mover and a shaker and you're male, and let me tell you, they don't, a lot of these, you know, good old boy firms.
Oh, it's a firm that's been around for like 1,000 years. A lot of them are, yeah.
Yeah, they think women are there looking for a husband.
A lot of them are a little clicky, yeah.
So I think you know, it's terrible to have to speak in a sexist way.
It's the world we live in. I mean.
But that's so true. So I hope you're soaking all this up, Brian.
You women kind of don't let it go, though, either.
We what?
You women keep saying we want to be treated as equals. But then there's times you don't. It's like, well, you can't have it both ways.
Well, you
should open the door for me. Why don't you open a goddamn door for me? We're supposed to be equals. You know, what is this?
And I don't think it's appropriate when these women come, like, slithering in the door wearing clothes they would wear to a nightclub.
You know. With the boobs hanging out, then they get mad when people look at their boobs. Well, you had your boobs hanging out. Obviously, you wanted somebody to stare at them. Otherwise, you wouldn't have your damn boobs hanging out. But anyway.
Jim's on a roll tonight.
I'm just saying.
Brian, it looks really good. He's laughing.
I just said. I mean, it's weird, you know. It is what it is.
I heard an actress once say, though, we women dress for other women, undress for men.
No, they're full of shit.
Anyway, I see you really going places, Brian. You may start with a crap job, meaning, you know, you're at the bottom of the totem pole.
Well, I mean, I think there's nothing wrong with that. I think every really good professional job, you start at the bottom.
Yeah, you do.
If you want to become a doctor, you don't become a doctor right away.
And it's like you'll get the shit case.
You're an intern, and you're going to do stupid crap here.
But they're going to watch you and see how you do. But I see you could relocate across the country and really go somewhere.
I think that's pretty common in a lot of those types of professional things, that they relocate a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And most people are willing to, because the career is more important than the geography, usually.
It is. It is. So I want you to know, I think it looks great.
That's good.
All right.
That is what the news we like to hit. Bye. Stand by for an angel card reading. Subject is crystal clear intentions. Archangel Michael.
Oh, that's a good one.
Be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith.
That's right.
So, don't wonder if you're going to get this. Say, I'm going to get this.
Tell them the 60, what is it, the 90? 10 rule about making a choice in a test.
That's not a confidence building thing.
It won't be for him to help him.
It's a joke. They say when you have like a true or false question, you have a 50% chance of getting it right. They call it 50-50, right?
Yeah.
But why is it on those 50-50 questions, 90% of the time you seem to always get it wrong? It's like a mathematical joke.
Oh, well, then go with your
That's all that was. That's all that is.
Go with your gut.
It's a ha-ha-ha about us.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought it was real.
Well, it seems real because I usually do get those damn 50-50 ones wrong 90% of the time. But, yeah, I'm with you.
All right. Well, take care,
Brian. Good luck to you. Like I say, like that Michael thing said, you keep on. You know what? Even if you had another shitty test, you're like, well, it's not the end of the world. I will take it again.
But you got Michael, and he's a badass.
But Deb didn't see you having any issues on the second time around. So.
No, I saw you.
And be confident.
Yeah, damn it. Be confident.
Unwavering faith.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Yeah, we're on your side, man. Hey, let us know, though. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. We'd love to back.
Yeah, you can be a frequent caller. We
anytime,
don't,
that's fine.
Call, but we have people that literally call every day, and there's nothing
they
wrong
do.
With that.
We love that. So set the world on fire there, Brian.
That's right.
Get out there.
Go get a ball dog.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
All righty.
He's got to be thinking we're a couple of kooks.
Yeah, he probably thinks we're drunk as skunks or something, but... You know, maybe
yet.
We are. Who knows? Oh, also, we had an international. It was. All righty. First of all, we have Emma from the UK. We have a British invasion.
Ooh, Emma.
And I think that Michael's in the house. Aren't you, Michael, from the UK? Let me know. Right, Mike? If that ain't Mike, oh, my God. That's all I got to say. Anyway. Let's go to our next caller. We're going to go to... Area code 646, which is in New York.
New York. Welcome to the show.
Welcome in.
And tell us, who are we speaking to?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Miranda.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi. I spoke to you a few weeks back regarding my younger daughter. She's seeing this guy, and I mentioned, like, I'm a little surprised by dating this guy, and I'm just wondering what you see around this. Is it a long-term thing, or whatever the cards show, I would just love to know. Like I said, I'm a little surprised.
Yeah,
I'd love to see what the cards say. It's just that, there's just a couple of things about him that I just feel like it worries me, but let's see what the cards say regarding the stability or the longevity. Yeah.
Alrighty, hang on here. I am dealing with a client, a Facebook person with a problem right now, so I don't want to be silent, Deb, so you better chitter-chatter while you're popping cards down.
That's supposed to be my job.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you got to suck it up, buttercup, and multitask, all right?
All right. You got it? Okay. All right. Since Jim is busy.
I am.
Usually he does the chit-chatting while I'm laying
I am, off. But I'm trying to help somebody with a problem.
Okay.
That's okay.
So I am laying them out for you.
Okay.
Whoa. Oh, I'm just talking to myself. Accidentally... hit the question mark key like 100 times and then meant to back and then actually hit enter, so I almost like I'm getting pissed, but I'm not pissed.
Okay.
I had all those question marks. Facebook person, go ahead, Deb.
Well, all right, I got bad news and good news. Let's go with the negative first.
Okay.
I think the negative for you as her mother would be that she's kind of really smitten with him, as in like in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
But for you, the mother, the good news is going to be that she's going to realize this guy has some habits that are just not going to make her happy. And he's going to persist. It strikes me that it's either like drinking or drugging or something, some type of addiction that he has that maybe she isn't even fully aware of yet. But he can... promised her, you know, to the moon and back, but he's never going to give it up, and I think she will end it with him.
Do we have a time frame? Like, do we know when?
Well, you know what? We're coming up on the holidays.
Literally.
At least people usually break up before the holidays strike, or they'll wait for, what's the matter?
I heard a weird sound.
I think there's a baby on the phone.
Oh, cool. I thought it was something in the house. Like, what the hell's going on in this house? Okay, never mind then. All right.
So, or they wait till the first. In fact, January 4th is the most popular day for divorces being filed.
Right, because somebody made a New Year's resolution?
No, they made it through the holidays with the family intact. And, you know, the only trouble is I think this guy, I'm trying to think of how to express this. Her breaking up with him is going to throw him into a tizzy, let's say.
Oh, sometimes that just has to be.
He could get stalker-ish.
Oh, he might be one of those people that doesn't want to believe it's over.
Yeah.
He so could get
stalker-ish.
He could be a little bit of a...
No. Oh, my. That's scary.
Go down that road that nobody likes. Yes.
Mm. Yeah, he's got through the cards really pretty possessive where she's concerned. And he's not a good partner for her. You know,
I know that. I'm just waiting for her to realize that and figure it out and end it, because obviously the longer you date, I mean, things can get more serious.
Yes.
Or he could develop more feelings. And, you know, even like if she's not, like if she senses he's not the one, I think she's just staying there because there's no one else around.
Bad
reason.
He's not the first one to do that. It won't be the last.
But
no.
I don't feel he's going to hurt her in any way.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of times I can see where a guy is going to end up becoming an abuser. And I'm not seeing that with him, but I don't think he's going to change his ways at all.
He just might be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
The booger that you can't fling off your finger.
Yes.
So you think there's an addiction, huh? I'm surprised she hasn't seen that surface yet, because they've been dating for a while, I think since,
sometimes
early.
Very blind.
Yeah, and you know what else? It can also be over-the-counter stuff. I had a mother come to me some time ago, worried about her son, and he was into going to the gym and stuff, but he was taking a lot of supplements. And he was addicted to them. So it can be, doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be street
drugs,
right?
Yeah.
Half the people out there addicted to freaking video games. And and their brains are like, they're not even like humans anymore.
That's true.
So, real quick, international shout out to Lady R.
Lady R from
Africa.
Africa.
We just talked about her the other day.
Yeah, we did. I know you're worried, Miranda, but I really think she's going to come to her senses. All right.
The sooner the better.
I hope there is an engagement.
You know, and all you can do is give them advice. But if you get pushy, then you know how young ones are. Well, I'm going to do the opposite because nobody can tell me what to do. You know, that crap.
Oh, my God. Did you say I hope there isn't an engagement?
Yeah, she did say that.
As in a ring.
Oh, no.
Well, she said she hopes there wasn't. She didn't say there's coming. She didn't say it was coming.
But as a mother, I'm just saying I hope there isn't an engagement.
And you should keep calling back to check on this to see how this develops in the cards. You know where to find us. Real quick, before we move on, Life Review is a subsidiary angel card reading. Archangel Jeremiah, take inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is unbalanced.
Huh.
It's just really – unbalanced is a wide-open term.
Yeah, it's for your life in general.
I think that is, too.
Well, thank you so much for calling us. We appreciate it.
Yep, thank you so much.
Okay.
And good luck. And please, you can call back very, very often. We have people that call every day, literally.
And we can dig deeper into it.
Don't be shy.
Okay. Right.
Thank you. I'll call again. Thanks. Bye.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Deb, real quick, can you look at your friend request for Deborah Lee?
There's
do that? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted you to check.
They would be right there with the little people.
Okay, somebody was saying that they had sent you one. It was, I think it was another, where was she from? I don't know. I thought it was somebody, Charlotte. But that's all right. And yes, Lady R. Yeah, we just mentioned her the other day.
We did.
You say she checks in every month or two with us because things are going. She's a busy woman now.
Sure.
Yep. Which is a good thing.
Yeah, happy you're off that COVID, what would you call it, like a, I don't know, you know, the nightmare roller coaster of COVID.
All I can tell you, Charlotte, is when you do a search for Deborah Lee, spell it like I just put my little standard message in there, you should see more than two. You should see several Deborah Lees, but you should see two that have a picture that are her, and there'll be no mistake in it. One is the active account, and one is some kind of weird account that we can't seem to murder. If you send it to both, you'll be covered.
Thing is, that one account, if I go to delete it,
it wants to delete the
other one.
Somehow they're linked, even though they weren't supposed to be, and we never use it, can't access it, it's paid. But anyway, send it to the two Deborah Lees that have looked like this red-headed chick. Okay? And there's time left. We're going to go to another caller and see. Maybe you'll be able to get through that and figure that out. Charlotte's from Alabama, it says. So that's cool. All right, we're going to go to, who's our next caller? I'm losing track of my brain. There we go. We're going to area code 917, still in the state of New York.
We're
917.
New York. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
And what is your name?
My name is Ashiel. I spoke to you guys a couple of months ago. You got on a career. I don't know if you remember.
Go ahead. Give us a few details, but I'm hearing about you.
I'm calling for love today. I'm just trying to see what's going on in my love life. There's someone, I had a conversation at my gym, and we haven't seen each other since, but I felt there was some kind of connection there. So I'm just curious if you see anything happening there or if somebody else is coming around.
You haven't seen her since?
Yeah, it's been about 3 weeks or a month. So
okay,
we have a conversation. But...
keep going. Keep giving more info. The more info, the better.
We had a great conversation. I felt, you know, there's a lot of flirting, but I was just trying to take my time, you know.
We women are tough, guy. Listen, sometimes we say no, 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 but we mean yes, yes, yes. And sometimes we hesitate, but we want you to, you know, give us your number or say, can I have your number? Can I text you?
That's why we hate you, women.
Don't do this. No, but we're very perplexing.
That is a really nice way of saying other words I would rather use. But we'll go with your nice words that are rated G.
All right. Well, let's see. Let me look at the cards.
Okay, look at the cards. And then maybe you'll see something that will spark a question.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. The women expect us to read their frickin' minds.
We do. And the movies is what...
And that's why, because they watch those goddamn Lifetime movies and those little love movies at the theater where Harry met Sally, where Tom Hanks was sleepless in Seattle. All those frickin' movies poison their brains. They play with frickin' Barbies. All right, anyway, let's go back to his reading.
Right.
I'm sorry. I got off my rant.
Did you get any sense of, I don't know how to say this. I'm not completely sure that she is straight. Okay? It looks like there may be a girlfriend in the picture. You know?
Okay.
Mm.
So I'd really, really hate to knock the wind out of your sails. And they are actually in the process of having so many arguments that are escalating. It'll be over something little, and it gets big, and she may, in fact, be bisexual.
Or she might be in a straight state of transition, or she's not sure what the hell she is yet.
That is exactly true.
A lot of us humans don't know what the hell we are yet when we're younger. Even younger could be 30 still, even, or 40.
So I think Jim is right. The life that I think she has right now, but
sometimes they go with it for a while.
I hope you see her again.
Yeah, hopefully.
And let her know that you're interested. The worst thing she can do is say, "Well, I'm not, so bye."
Well, she seemed interested actually, to be honest, because she was flirting, and I just didn't want to rush. So I was like, you know what, we're going to see each other again. So there's no reason for rushing, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, but, But unfortunately, we didn't see each other again. It's been a while. But
yeah,
he was definitely flirting.
I bet now, because see the reading holds energy, and it's like manifesting is a natural process with the reading. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if the next time you go to the gym, there she is. And it'll be like we conjured her up, you know, in your reading. So you seem like a guy in the cards that could be very accepting of her having gone that way, but she wants to come back this way sexually, you know, in her love life. And don't some people actually find that pretty exciting?
Yeah,
it's
like everything. One person's pleasure is another person's poison, you know, and not everybody's into that stuff. But you're right, some people are like, yeah. Those people are like, no. Make up your damn mind.
What's that?
You know?
All these men.
Go ahead.
Well, all these men want to watch.
I don't mind as long, you know, let's say if she's dating me, she's only dating me. You know what I mean?
Right. Where do you get that notion, Deb, that men just want to watch?
They want to watch.
No, they don't want to watch. They don't want to watch that. Yeah, that's what I would do. I want to go to the best steakhouse in town and watch people eat steak. No, I want the damn steak for myself, too. They don't want to watch. They want to participate.
They want to get in there.
Yeah, they don't want to watch. What the hell are you talking about watching?
Well, I've heard.
If you want to watch, you can watch freaking porn on TV. But, you know,
except they want to watch and masturbate while the women are.
I don't know what you hear. I'm not sure what the hell you hear.
I think we're getting into some dangerous waters.
I ain't no watching. It's freaking, you know, I would like to taste a steak. I don't want to watch somebody eat a freaking steak. All right? You know what I'm talking about?
He knows. I can hear it in his voice. He knows.
No, which is funny.
Anyway,
Yeah.
Anyway, do you see us running to each other again?
Yeah, I think that there's great potential, very seriously. But next time you see her, don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah, you might have to be a little more forward or at least get some numbers, exchange texts, emails.
Over a cup of coffee or a drink.
And say, hey, we need to...
No, I will. I definitely will. I just didn't want to rush. You know what I mean? I just felt like, why are you rushing? If it's flirting, take your time. Next time, you know, why are you rushing? You know?
I understand. I mean, you're not psychic like all women want us to be. Shocking.
But I think we really do like kind of an assertive guy.
Sometimes, but then sometimes you guys don't. What made you think I wanted to have your number? You know, you women, I'll tell you what. All right. The subject of our angel card reading is healthy lifestyle. This is interesting, and I got to see what this means to you. Archangel Raphael, eat a healthy diet, get adequate sleep, and exercise regularly for optimal health. And it could be mental health. A lot of times physical health affects your brain, your mental health, make you feel better, especially if you're stressing over something.
So take good care of yourself.
Yeah, definitely take good care of yourself.
And I'm glad you called. I think you brought up some interesting issues here for us all to think about.
Yeah, and keep calling. You know, like I say, we got people that literally call every show, and if you don't have to. I mean, we're not going to force you to call. You must call, but if you want to.
Okay.
All right. Take care. You're a hoot. Yep. I like you.
Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Sure.
All right. We got some Facebook stuff going down here.
All right.
Well, here we got Sasha that said... SD or LA, I don't know what that means.
As a partner?
I'd love to be added to the list. Should I be in LA or SD?
Oh.
So I don't know what that means. You know what? If you got a question, throw it out there. We got some
Should
time.
She be... Her question is...
Oh, physically,
should she
live
in
San Diego or LA?
Yes.
Okay, that's an interesting question.
I can answer that.
Yeah, I actually think I'm an idiot.
What?
This is other cities, SD or LA.
It's all right. He's multitask.
Those things can, SD can also mean standard definition. I don't know if these were like some kind of technical terms.
I kept thinking she was referring to South Dakota.
Or Louisiana.
Or Louisiana, yeah.
Still there. We're not always that dumb. But anyway.
All right, let me see what I can get.
And we'd like to know more, because just to say that, I mean, is it because of employment? Is it because you want opportunities? Because you have a career aspiring to be an actress, aspiring to be a writer?
You just want to know, but the truth is I can work on that.
Well, but
bit.
Yeah, I'm just curious, because, I mean, those are two big-ass cities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now they're kind of different as far as maybe what your career goals are, you know, but Deb's going to do your cards, and she says she doesn't need to know the info.
No, I have a way that I can do this.
Well, then
when
we
it's
show.
This one or that one, I can, yeah.
Okay. And I'm wondering, are you in either of those cities right now? I'm wondering if you need to move from one to the other. Or are you not in either of those cities?
The cards are saying Los Angeles is where you're going to do the best. Yeah. If it's in terms of career or financial security, yes. If it's in terms of a career path that you want to follow, yes. San Diego doesn't come through. But right now, L.A. is front and center.
Okay. For your cards.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
she didn't really keep on elaborating, but that's okay. Well, so right now, Deb sees with the information you have provided.
I got another little tidbit for you.
Los Angeles.
This is for Sasha.
Sasha.
Be careful in your love life. I see a lot of scammers and liars around you. You know.
Nobody likes them.
They would like to really take you to the cleaners.
No,
emotionally
and, yeah.
Or financially.
Well, because those type of people don't really have a conscience. So
yeah.
They don't care if they empty you and screw you and
terrible.
Ruin you forever. They don't care.
No.
As long as they get what they're looking for. It's all they give a damn about. Interesting. Okay, well, since we don't know Sasha, this is her angel card reading, and I haven't played the harp.
Yeah.
It is, subject is counselor. Archangel Azrael. She's female. You are a natural counselor, and many people benefit from your guidance and reassurance.
That's a good one.
She says, yes, I was with a guy, and I'm not really feeling good vibes.
Nope, I saw it. I don't either.
Okay.
I don't think he's said much of truth to you at all.
Speak
so
with
be careful. Listen to your own gut. You know, it's funny how they can tell us. This is going to be a dangerous choice for us, your gut will say. You know, and a lot of times we just think, oh, I'm just acting apprehensive or whatever. No, that's your intuition tapping you. So,
unless your gut steered you wrong a lot, and some people it does, I would trust it. If it has not given you reason to distrust it, we've got one. We're going to take one, our last caller for the show.
All right.
Thank you very much. We're going to 229 in Georgia. 229, welcome
Georgia.
To the show.
Welcome to the show.
Hello,
hi.
Hello. Hi, this is Melvin.
Hey, Melvin.
Hey, Melvin, you're going to take us to the finish line.
Yeah. How you doing?
Okay. Pretty good. I'm doing okay, I guess.
That's good.
Could be better. But I just,
well,
you know, could be better.
Sure, we all could say
absolutely.
That,
absolutely,
I think.
We understand.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of readings for you, so we know you got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, so what's on your mind this evening?
Yes, ma'am. I want to ask you about this girl again, Ashley.
Ashley.
I don't know why. Yes, I like her. And I just want to know, what do you all see about, you know, between me and her?
Okay. I would check it out.
I'm here waiting on her. She's going to change her mind and want to go out.
Okay. Since the last time we talked about it, has there been any more activity, conversations, or anything at all? Or has it been silence?
No, I talked to her today through another friend. My caregiver knows her very well, so she called her. So I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And you can't really put your finger on which way it's going.
No, I can't.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, I don't know if she has a guy. Does she have someone or anything? Or
good question. And Deb will look at it. The cards are going, that's a good question to know.
I'm not seeing any guy with her, but I do feel she's dealing with some problems.
Okay.
Like something about, I'm getting something here about her home that she may be having to move.
Oh, so and that's really be weighing heavy on her mind.
It is, very much so. But yeah. I got to tell you there, Melvin, you keep thinking about her because you're actually manifesting this. And I believe you're going to draw her to you because right here under my favorite designation in the layout, which is sure to come true.
Of course it is.
You are a guy who can't, how do I put this? You are exceptional as a partner. And you are willing to put in all the effort you need to keep your lady happy. And I believe you're going to win her over. And it's here.
Really?
So don't worry. Don't worry about missing the bus.
And
it'll happen when it is supposed to happen.
And if she's dealing with some serious stuff, that would make sense that
yeah.
you can't focus
yeah,
on
I hope it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope it happens, like, you know, during the holidays. Just don't want to be alone in the holidays.
You don't? Or
no, ma'am, I don't. I don't want to be alone during the holidays.
Well, then.
Well, you all think maybe it'll happen before then? Next month?
I would put that energy to thinking, this is going to happen before Thanksgiving, but I can't say.
Say for sure.
Usually it takes a good 30 days when you're trying to manifest a change.
And especially if they're dealing with some heavy stuff like possible, you know, your living conditions.
Yeah, there's like tears around her. So that I think she's despairing.
And that there'll be a wall up. Well, when people are dealing with some serious stuff that's just, you know, like living with a roof over your head, they're going to put a wall up and not worry about other stuff.
And for you.
If I told her I could help her, you know.
But, you know, she has to ask you. You can't really.
No, you can't. But if you run into her or let's say you have a cup of tea or coffee with her or something, you could just say, you know what, Ashley, I sort of sense that you're going through a lot. And, you know, I'm here. I can help you.
Yeah, I can listen. You know, or maybe you just need to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
You know what?
Sometimes talk is all it takes.
Here's the thing.
But do you do y'all see her coming over again?
I do. But remember what Jim is trying to convey. She's feeling, I'm picking up that she's a lot like me where she's becoming reclusive because she's got these heavy problems. Okay.
Yeah. And some people, a lot of times when you got something that's really
bothering you
or really like, oh my God, this is serious. You're going to shut down all your social interactions.
So she's isolated, at this point.
Yeah, but it's not forever is what Deb's saying. No.
And remember this, everybody, because I've seen this in my cards for years. Love is a strength. It's never a weakness. So if you are able to feel love for somebody, what a gift that is to that other person and to yourself. So you watch. Melvin, you're not going to spend your life alone. This may be the last set of holidays that you end up, sitting with yourself, but watch and see. I really feel your life is going to change in 2023. I can't believe we're going to be that far.
The time is flying.
It is.
All right, Melvin, real quick before you depart, let's give you your angel card reading. It is Relationship Partnership from Archangel Raguel. We angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved now.
I love it. So don't be surprised if when you do see her, she tells you about her living situation and it was tough and,
And she maybe eventually find a solution or a path, So
don't lose hope.
Yeah.
And you know what, everybody? We got to run.
Yep. Thank you, Melvin. You took us to the finish line,
my friend. Thank you all. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Sure. We're glad you keep calling, buddy.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
We appreciate our listeners that call.
Yeah, we really do.
All right, folks, anybody that just called in recently, sorry.
We got to go.
Sometimes we can extend it for a while. Tonight's not one of those nights.
Friday, tomorrow.
Friday's usually a good one.
7 p.m. Eastern. and 4 p.m. Pacific right here.
And not 100% guaranteed, but a lot of times we can take that one a little deeper into the night.
For sure.
Yeah, a little deeper than this, but we've got to get up early tomorrow, and we got stuff going on here right now.
I know. So take care, and Madonna's going to sing us out the door somewhere. Say goodbye. Say well. See you tomorrow night if you're available. Bye.